Hi, my name is James Davis, and I'm a product of a divorced home, and by the grace of God was rescued from a sure path of destruction and by having Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Without having God's guidance, I would not have been able to see past the devastation in my life from my parents' divorce. Today, I'm 26 years old, and I've been married to my wife, Jessica, for a little over 3 years. I currently serve here at Watermark with many of your kids in the Divorce Care for Kids class. If your leaders are walking through the path of restoration with you, we are walking with your kids to help them cope with their parents' divorce. I was 14 years old when my parents started having problems. I never heard them fight, nor did I see their relationship crumbling. It was a silent killer. Growing up in the church, we had the stereotypical perfect family. Mom and dad, two kids, one girl, one boy. My dad was a deacon. They both taught Sunday school. I started to notice a disconnect between my parents when my mom decided to go on a week-long trip by herself to clear her head. Probably a month later, my parents set my sister and I down in the living room. They began to tell us that they were no longer happy being married, and that my dad was going to move out soon. This is a moment in my life where I felt like no pain could ever match the pain I felt. It's like watching a movie where you can see the ultimate destruction coming for the character you're watching, but you cannot change the movie. It always ends the same. I couldn't change this moment. Nothing I said made my parents want to be married. My tears only brought tears to their eyes, but did not change their hearts. I was completely powerless. My world was just turned completely upside down, and I didn't know what to do. My dad moved out 2 weeks before Christmas. I remember feeling like Christmas will forever be tainted with the emotions of that year. My sister and I had to decorate a tree for my dad in his empty apartment. And I remember splitting time between them that first Christmas. They couldn't even be together for our sake. I believe this is the part of my life where I realized how selfish people can be. Where I realized that my parents were now more consumed with themselves and instant gratification than parenting. Sometime in the early spring, I woke up on a Saturday morning to the sounds of shouting downstairs. My older sister wasn't home. Came downstairs to find my dad yelling at my mom with my uncle there too. This was devastating to see my dad back at home for the first time in a screaming match with my mom and her crying. Come to find out, my mom had had an affair. Not too long after that, my mom couldn't help but throw my dad under the bus since he was doing the same to her. My dad confessed to me that he had multiple one-night relationships while on a business trip earlier in their marriage. So let's recap. I'm currently 14 years old. My parents are in the middle of a divorce, and both my parents just told me details of their unfaithfulness in their marriage. And also, I had to learn how much money my dad was paying my mom for child support, and how often he was paying her, and for how long. This is just a snapshot of the information I received that year. My support system and faith in my parents was destroyed. They told me this information partly because I asked for it, but partly because they used me as a confidant. I knew way too much information and way too involved in my parents' divorce. I beg you not to involve your kids in the details of your divorce. There is safe information you need to tell your kids, but sometimes we are way too young to understand and bear your burdens from the divorce. I had no business knowing how much money my dad gave my mom, nor the details of the affairs. This was a dark and sad time in my life. My parents could have protected me more from that situation. Let's fast forward a little. I'm now 15 years old, have started high school. My mom informs my sister and I that the man she had an affair with is coming to America, to our town, to date my mom. You can imagine my reaction was not good and filled with anger. At this point, I couldn't wait to get out of my mom's house and move in with my dad. I really hated being with my mom during this time. I felt like she didn't even care about how we felt. The next bombshell was coming home to find a shirtless man mowing my yard. I immediately knew who it had to be. I was so scared, angry, sad, overwhelmed. As soon as my ride left, I started walking towards a friend's house. I had to get away. No way could I confront or meet this man. As I'm walking down the street, my mom's car is driving towards me, but I knew she wasn't home. Strange man with an English accent rolls down the window, says, "Are you James?" He introduced himself, and I was by no means friendly, but way too overwhelmed to do anything but just stand there. He said, "Nice to meet you," and drove off. I started crying, walked to my friend's house. I was crushed that my mom would put me in this situation and make me go through this pain. Like the divorce wasn't enough? As the months went on, he eventually started coming over more, and they were openly dating. I had no control, but I hated him, and I hated seeing him. Then one day I hear my dad went on a date with a woman. Later on, I'm at his house one afternoon, hear the garage go up. I run out to the garage to greet him in the driveway. As the garage goes up, there's a woman in the car. This time I met my dad's girlfriend. I felt like, can my parents make any more mistakes? I still wanted my parents to be back together and not moving on. New relationships need to be handled with more care and more warning for your kids' sake. Life went fast this year dealing with both new relationships and trying to understand, how am I going to do this without my sister when she goes to college? I knew both my parents were lonely, but I was lonely. I was hurting. I felt alone. Now we fast forward a little more to the spring. So I'm still 15 years old, holding out for a few more months until my sister leaves, and then it's all a bachelor pad with my dad. Then, as if news couldn't get worse, my mom told me that she was getting married to this man. And subsequently, I find out my dad's getting married to this woman. In March, my mom got married. In May, my dad got married, blowing all my dreams of my bachelor pad. All this happened 15 months after my dad moved out and only 3 months after the divorce was finalized. I refused to go to my mom's wedding, but I went to my dad's. I inherited 4 new siblings to these marriages, my stepdad's 2 kids, who are both in England for now, but my stepmom's 2 kids, who are very much part of my life. My new stepsister was 10 years old, and I had a 16-year-old drug dealer and high school dropout stepbrother. I emphasize my stepbrother because I got drunk with him for the first time in the spring of my sophomore year, which started me on a path that led to getting drunk on the weekends for about 6 months. That was the beginning of a time where I was far from the Lord. I was not bringing him into every situation in my life, and I wasn't trusting his guidance in my sin. I don't remember being shepherded well by my parents during this time. I went to church alone since my parents both left the church we were a family at, and only went to Sunday school because it was too painful to go to the service and be reminded of being a family there together. They were both focused on their new marriages more than on me. I was way too free, doing whatever I wanted, and made way too many decisions without wise counsel. By God's grace, I wasn't out drinking anymore after 6 months, having sex or doing drugs, but I was walking through high school without growing closer to the Lord. I was a 16, 17, 18-year-old kid leaning on the knowledge of a Jesus I had learned about as a 14 and 15-year-old. That is not safe. I believe part of the reason for me not taking a huge dive into the deep end was because my parents never wavered on telling me how much they loved me, and they were always willing to talk through my feelings. By the grace of God, I was able to verbally and truly forgive both my parents for their mistakes. But forgiving my stepdad, or my mom's husband, as I called him, and trying to love my stepmom was a whole other ballgame. Since my parents remarried so quickly, I never had time to adjust to them dating or even being engaged or even being single. Both my parents have come to me and said they definitely rushed into this and they wish they had waited longer for our sake. The years that came after that were difficult, switching holidays, step-family, living with step-family. Needless to say, I was happy to go to college. This is where I found a great church home where Jessica and I grew in our faith, understanding of how to seek after the Lord consistently. This is a point in my life where I really started to learn forgiveness. I wish I'd had someone talk to me about the importance of forgiveness within the context of divorce earlier in my life, before I'd built up such a barrier to forgiving my stepdad. I started to feel God tugging my heart to forgive my stepdad, and I remember hearing Matthew 6:15, "If I don't forgive, my Father in heaven doesn't forgive me." I couldn't live like that. I found the courage to tell him that I forgive him, and that started a whole new relationship for us. My stepmom and I had a love-hate relationship, mainly because her kids were both rebellious and I wasn't, so it seemed as if I was the favorite to my dad, and she hated that. She always compared how my dad treated my sister and I compared to her kids. This made our relationship difficult, but the Lord has done a lot of healing in our hearts, and we have a solid relationship today. This is a reminder that when blending families, the parents have to be united front as if it was your first marriage. The rules don't change for a second marriage. It was difficult to get a great picture of what marriage was back then. Jessica and I started getting serious, and I had to figure out what it meant to be a godly husband. I'd seen a failure of a marriage and 2 broken families making the best of life. It was so important as I got older to begin having adult conversations with my parents where they could teach me from their mistakes. This was a big part of my healing, to hear them admit their mistakes and wish they had made different decisions. In premarital counseling, I learned the true meaning of Ephesians 5, "Love your wife like Christ loved the church." I then understood the huge responsibility God places on the man in marriage to love like Christ and lead our wives constantly toward Christ in every situation. These are lessons I wish my parents would have taught me using Scripture, not bad examples. Many young adults never hear their parents talk on these issues, but it is so important to learn from your parents' successes and failures. The most incredible part of my story is God's unbelievable redemption in my relationship with my mom and stepdad. I didn't mention earlier that my stepdad came to know the Lord right before they got married. Today, they are both full-time missionaries in Africa. When we talk now, I can tell him I love him. God took a complete mess of a relationship with a tragic beginning and turned it into a beautiful relationship, and turned a lost, home-wrecking man into a foreign missionary. Psalm 73:26 says, "My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever." God has taught me so much about his unfailing love for us and how if we trust him, all things are possible. No person in no situation is too difficult for God to change a person's heart and redeem their families.